You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com, along with producer Scott Eckersley. Going out on the phone now to Russ Martin, who is the news director at WCSR in Hillsdale, Michigan. Good evening, Russ. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good. How about yourself?
I know you've had an extraordinarily busy day. I'm glad we have power and we can talk to you.
Yes. Well, actually, I don't have power at home. And that's where I'm at right now. I've ended my day for right now. But, yes, it's been busy. But it's for me, it's been an average day for a day like today. But for a lot of people here in Hillsdale County, it's been much busier. Our road crews and our firefighters, an extremely busy day for them.
Well, and just to let folks know, we got, you know, in a little one side or the other of a foot of snow here in the Lansing area. Hillsdale didn't get as much snow, but, boy, you guys got the ice, didn't you?
Yep. Yesterday afternoon we got a few inches of snow, and that was followed by heavy at times a freezing rain that came down and coated. I know on my car this morning I measured, just guesstimated, about 3/8 of an inch of ice on the windshield.
Oh, boy. And that takes a while to get off.
Yeah. Yep. That was a task. But I was up bright and early this morning. I was usually I'm out of the house about 4:30. This morning I was up about 10 after 2. That's when our power went out.
Oh, boy. And I did hear earlier on our newscast from our news director about power outages in the thousands in the Hillsdale County area.
Yes. This morning, the estimates around 4:30 this morning from Consumers Energy were right around 14,000. That was scaled back to about 11,500 at noon and right back up around 12,000, 13,000 at the 4 o'clock update. But that doesn't count in the city of Hillsdale and a couple of the smaller towns. They're on a municipal utility, the Hillsdale Board of Public Utilities, and there's several hundred of those customers without power as well.
Are they giving any estimates? And I know it is just that, a guesstimate as to when power might be back for these 12,000 or so folks?
Yeah, the news kind of seems to be getting worse as the day goes on. Earlier today, they said Wednesday, late Wednesday for the majority of people, but that included neighboring counties, Branch, Lenawee, Calhoun, and up into Kalamazoo County. They said late Wednesday, and then the hardest hit counties, including Hillsdale, would be late Thursday. Now, they've started to revise that a little bit, and some of us here, including where I live at home here, we may not have power until the weekend.
Well, that's tough to hear when it's Monday evening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Now, we're prepared, though. I mean, we're a hardy bunch down here. You know, a lot of farmers and a lot of outdoorsmen, and I broke into the camping gear this morning, and so we're actually making an evening of it here at the house.
Well, there are ways to make it fun. I grew up in Hillsdale, so I know what a good bunch of folks they are down there, but I guess it's a good time to warn people about using things that aren't approved to use in the house, you know, for carbon monoxide poisoning and so forth. Be sure to be very careful about those kind of things.
Yes, there was an incident here in Jerome, and I'm going to say it was about 10 years ago. It might have been just slightly longer than that. There was an outage just like this, an ice storm, power out to thousands of people, and a family had brought a generator inside the home, and several members of that family died as a result, and a couple of children who were sleeping, their sleeping arrangements were different, and for whatever reason, they survived. They were sickened pretty badly by it, but they survived. But some of the adults, there were three or four, I remember, that passed away because of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, we always hear those stories, it seems like, when there's extended power outage, so we'll just send up the fair warning to please be awfully careful or find another place to go if you can't keep the family in the house warm. I assume these power outages are from tree limbs and so forth, heavy limbs falling down on the lines?
Yeah, yes, tree limbs down all over the place. It's maybe one of, probably not the worst ice storm I've seen, but pretty close. I haven't seen one like this since I was a kid. On my drive in this morning, I live in a small town almost at the Indiana state line, and things were pretty clear when I drove out of my driveway this morning, but as soon as I got out outside of the village, there were tree branches down everywhere. I had to kind of weave between. You'd have the left lane's got some debris in it, and the right lane's got some, and you've got to weave through. But I've got to hand it to the crews that were out last night. I had a path to work this morning. They did a pretty good job of making sure that you at least one lane of traffic could get through.
And schools are closed. Even Hillsdale College is closed. I went to Hillsdale College. I don't ever remember it closing.
My wife works at Hillsdale College. Nobody remembers it closing twice, and this will be the second time this year that they've canceled classes.
In Hillsdale schools, is everything just kind of indefinitely and just keep posted to see when school starts again?
Yes. Well, our road commission manager, told us today that it could be the end of the week before things get back to normal. He said he wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple more days of school closings, just due to the fact that crews yesterday spent the day clearing branches, or this morning rather, overnight, and today spent the day clearing branches and trees out of the way. They had to deal with some power lines. A few occasions they had to wait for the power company because those lines were live, and they didn't get a chance to treat the roads all that well. Well, now we're getting snow, and it's a wet snow, and it's not falling on top of the ice, so it's pretty slippery. I know on my drive home tonight, it was the drive home as far as the road conditions, not counting the trees and the power lines, the road itself was actually worse on the way home tonight.
So we've got snow on top of the ice and the mess going on. It sounds like it's going to be kind of a long cleanup, Russ.
Yes. They're saying the end of the week before it's back to normal, but it's obviously not going to be completely cleaned up before, you know, for some time.
Wow. Well, you know, we know sometimes people get impatient, but those crews are trying to get the power back on and clean up the roads for you. So stay off roads. That can help them as well.
Yeah. In a situation like we're in today with the snow and the ice, and if you don't have to go somewhere, stay home. Home's the best place to be anyway. It's the safest place to be.
Certainly it is. Well, Russ, I appreciate you letting us know what's happening in the southern part of the state, because you got clobbered hard. Like I said, we just have to move the snow out of the way. I appreciate it, and travel safe, sir.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Russ Martin, who's news director at WCSR in Hillsdale, Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.